You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. On Sunday, December the 11th, I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at another glittering, star-studded program over in Ireland. And it comes at Punchestown today, where their highlight is at 2 o'clock, which is the John Durkin Memorial Grade 1 Chase, of course, bringing together a small but very select field. But that's not all that we've got to look forward to here today at the Irish venue. We've got good handicaps, plenty of good maiden hurdles and a mouth-watering beginner's chase as well later on the card to set the pulses racing on this winter's afternoon. So without further ado, we'll get straight stuck into the action. Novices hurdle to kick off the card. And the one I quite like here is the improving Joseph O'Brien mare, Calopsia, who has been in really good form of late under both codes. She was a rather fortuitous winner of a maiden hurdle at Galway on the 31st of October, when, to be fair, Lettre de Cachet probably would have taken that race, but for a mistake at the last. But she really came of age last time out down in Thurles, when off the back of sound fraction set by two front runners, including Mogenbeg Rose, she picked the front runners off rather readily in the latter stages to win, going away by 11 lengths. Now, the feature of that performance was the time figure which she recorded. And, of course, being a time figure man, I'm very keen to stick with a horse who's clocked a very fast time. Clearly, she's on the improve. She should get a strongly run race here, or reasonably run race anyway, because we've got several front runners, including Hart, in lying in his heart. And that should set the race up nicely for Calopsia's good finish. Around about 6-7-1 this morning, she looks a rattling good each way bet with all eight runners set to go to post. So Calopsia is the each way choice in race one.
Race two.
Fairly competitive maiden hurdle, over 2.5 miles. Tokagua obviously will be a popular choice, being trained by Willie Mullins and owned by Rich Ritchie. But I thought this horse was a little bit disappointing the last day, if I'm being truthful, when sent off a short price favourite to win at over this course and distance. But he didn't really get a chance to see much that day because of the poor visibility. The only thing I've got to go on is the time figure, and it wasn't particularly strong, so we're going to pass that one over. I think the two to concentrate on here, Arto the Lion, of course, is a really good recruit to this game, being a very consistent performer on the flat for John Keeley in the last year or so. Very much a strong stayer and a horse that handles cutting the ground and has been running against some really good horses in group company. She's obviously got a figure prominently after a promising run over hurdles the other day. But the one I really like here is Champagne Classic from the Gordon Elliott stable. Now, this horse has really improved in the last two or three months, based on that run beyond Joey Sasu in a bumper at Galway, but was hugely spectacular the other day at Fairy House when stepping up in trip. This horse showed an unbelievable turn of foot in the latter stages to beat the very strongly fancied Willie Mullins trained Some Neck with a bit to spare. Now, on the basis of that performance, surely this horse has only got a jumper clear round to be very competitive here, because his turn of foot is going to be very useful in the latter stages of the race, if that run at Fairy House is anything to go by. And of course, being a former point-to-point winner, who's a winner over 3 miles, incidentally beating Stable Companion Bull Ride on that particular afternoon, then this horse, as I said, if he jumps a clear round, gets himself into contention at the last, then nothing will live with this horse in the latter stages. So Champagne Classic, a very strong choice in race two.
Race number three.
There's going to be quite a few bets flying around here, no doubt, for Thirsty Work, who was a big eye catcher the other day down in Navan behind Bull Ride. And with the stable now beginning to hit a little bit of form, I could certainly see Thirsty Work going well. But I'm just going to have a mix and match approach to this race and play a couple against the field. My first choice would be Lazoska, who's a very consistent type, has been in great form throughout the summer jumping period, and carried that form over to his last race on ground softer than he would have liked here over this course and distance beyond first to Boogie. Back in the field that day was Darawan, and of course that horse has gone on to run quite well subsequently, along with Clontarf as well, who was a good fourth behind Paws and Ponder at Navan yesterday, so that form looks pretty solid, and with conditions very much in his favour, I'd expect Lazoska in the first time, Tongtai to figure prominently, and the other one I quite like at a price is Sweet Cherry, who was available back at 14-1 this morning. Now she might have well beaten the other day in the listed race behind Let's Dance over this course, but she was basically ridden to finish third and get that all important valuable black type, which he achieved. But if you go back to her run here last year when she was third behind Bello Mom and Lip Service, and that would put her in with a great chance here. She only got beat four lengths that day. She handles cutting the ground, she clearly goes well at this track, and she's not badly handicapped on the pick of her best form. So there's a couple to consider in race number three, the 130. They are Lazoska and Sweet Cherry.
Race four.
Right, on to the big race of the day then, which is the John Durkin Memorial. And this race looks to be dominated by Willie Mullins and the Giggingstown Stud Operation, which is very much a flavour of the Irish National Hunt racing scene at the present moment in time. Jack Adam, of course, took this race last year, and he's bound to be popular now. Connections have decided that his probably best trip is 2.5 miles, stroke 3 miles at a push. He was obviously a very creditable second in the Gold Cup as well, towards the back end of last season. So he's a class act on his day, a genuine grade one performer. But first time up, I don't think life will be too easy for this horse, and I'm going to take the two Giggingstown Stud horses to perhaps cause a little bit of a mini upset here. I do like the way that Sub-Lieutenant's going at the moment, now of course trained by Henry de Bromhead, and he hasn't looked back since he's been with his new yard. A winner first time off the shelf for New Connections at Limerick, and then he followed that up with the win in the Belfast Chase down in Downraw when he outstripped Outlander fairly comfortably. Now the key to this horse is going right-handed and decent ground, which he's got today, and the distance of 2.5 miles is obviously ideal for him. He's clearly fit and in the form of his life, and at 3-1 this morning I think he's the value pick in this race, but I certainly wouldn't leave this race behind without having a few quid on Outlander. He's a horse I quite like, and albeit he got beat by Sub-Lieutenant when they last met down in Downraw, he was a bit unlucky the last day when he fell at the last in the Clonmel Oil Chase when he had the race in safe keeping, so he's obviously gone forward from that run. He's also got slightly softer conditions today, which should bring them slightly closer together, and at 7-1, like I say, I do think he's the value pick. So the two against the field there would be the two Giggingstown Stud horses, Sub-Lieutenant and Outlander.
Race 5.
On to the 2:35 then, which looks a mouth-watering beginner's chase. Now, all eyes will no doubt be on the huge chasing talent, which could well be American Tom. Of course, this horse has come from the French provinces, and he made it a really sparkling beginning to his career in Ireland when he beat Squatter quite comfortably the last time we saw him in Garran. As I said, he's a huge big unit, and definitely fences is going to be his game, so he's bound to be popular here. But he's up against a horse I quite like in the shape of Woodland Opera, representing the in-form now Jessica Harrington stable. I say in-form because Jessica's been a little bit quiet so far this season, but our Duke won a beginner's chase similar to this standard at Navan yesterday, so I'm a little bit more confident now that Woodland Opera can go well here. Plus the fact that this horse finished fifth behind Hay Mountain, that red-hot beginner's chase over this course last time out, and we've seen Coney Island represent that form with flying colours as he took the Drimmore last week in spectacular fashion. So any horse that ran well in that race, and Woodland Opera did before getting tied in between the last two, has surely got to be a factor in a race this nature. So with a clear round, I'd expect Woodland Opera to go really well in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate race then, and my nap of the day runs here. I've been waiting for this Sonny B to run in a handicap at Punchestown over fences since he ran here at the Punchestown Festival towards the back end of last year when he finished 6th behind Cup Final. He did just that the other day on the 19th of November, and he should have won really. He got badly hampered at the third last, then he got squeezed out going down to 2 out, costing him vital ground and momentum at the same time. But in the end he did really well to finish 3rd behind Rogue Trader. I marked him down out as a seriously unlucky loser that day, and he gets a chance to vindicate my opinion here this afternoon when running in a similar race. I know he's got a few horses to beat here, such as Space Cadet and What Are You Doing To Me, but I'd expect Sonny B at one of his favourite happy hunting grounds to go very well here on the evidence of that last run. So Sonny B, strong choice there in the penultimate race.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is a bumper, which comes up at 3:40. One or two nice horses in this race, but I'm going to stick with the tried and trusted formula, going with Gordon Elliott and the Gingistan Stud Operation. In the shape of Burren Life, of course, is ridden by Lisa O'Neill, who's is creating a few decent words against her name in recent times, particularly in bumpers. And this horse would have won its point-to-point had it not fallen at the last at Bell Harbour. It was the race that went the way of Dingo Dialer. And second was a horse called Caltex, who's run well subsequently for the same connections. And we know Dingo Dialer's quite useful as well. So that level of form is pretty good carried into bumpers. Shouldn't have any problems with the conditions this afternoon. And Burren Life, around about 5-1, is the choice in the final race.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.